Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio today with my partner, Lee Kimball. How are you, Lee?
I'm just having a blast, Beth.
That's good. That's good. You know, it's one of those days in pretty beautiful Vero Beach, Florida. We've had sunny weather for the last at least 10 days, right?
Yeah, it hasn't been tough to take.
It's been a beautiful, beautiful time of year. But they're telling us that rain is coming and that it's going to last all weekend. I hope they're wrong.
Well,
my grass hopes they're right.
You know, and I got to tell you that I enjoy the rain as much as the sun. And you've heard it said that if it wasn't for the rain, we wouldn't appreciate the sun.
Absolutely.
I have gone back to my gardening and I have a lovely garden that really appreciate some rain as well.
Nice. What are you growing? Are you growing anything? Are you growing
I am growing, my wife and I have become lovers of spaghetti squash, which is really cool and healthy. But I am growing enough cucumbers to probably supply the whole Southeast.
So. The cucumbers have taken over.
Yes.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Gardening's a good...
And cilantro.
And cilantro.
Which I absolutely can't stand, but my lovely Diane enjoys, so I must love her a lot.
Yeah, because you're growing it for her. Well, that's really
cilantro.
Good. I love cilantro in Mexican food. I just do. I'm sorry. Well, today I thought we'd talk about some of the things we did at our workshop last Saturday. So we're going to be talking about...
Tools.
Tools that work. And, you know, many of us think that we know the whole list of tools, but I had some weird tools.
And Of course you did.
And it threw some people off. They were like, wait, what? What's that tool? But we'll have some ones that you've heard us talk about before and tools that maybe you don't think of as tools, but they really are important and they can be really helpful so that you can live a really full and wonderful life. The life you were meant to live. You know, it's funny. Sometimes when I start a workshop, I pretend like my phone is in charge. Do you remember that?
I do.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I left this till right now. I need to plug this in. I can't find the plug. I can't find this, that. And everybody's like trying to tell me there's a plug right over there. The people start to get a little frustrated.
And while they're thinking, oh, she is so weird.
Yeah, she's such a space case or something, you know. And then I just kind of let them know that it's just like my phone. If I don't plug in, I don't work. I can't communicate if I don't plug in regularly. And, you know, that's the first tool. I want to talk about recognizing your true self. And when you know your true self, when you have the real McCoy, you know when you're a little bit undercharged.
And you need to go to the source of power.
Right. But you know that your battery is low.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be physically. It could be mentally. It could be spiritually. Maybe you have a lot of emotion going on in your life and your battery is low there. It's important to know that about yourself. Maybe physically, maybe you've been fighting a virus or a cold or you haven't been sleeping well for one reason or another and you're just not up to snuff. You know, you're just not your best quality that you've ever been. And then spiritually, when you feel alone, lonely, isolated, that's a signal that your spiritual self is low on battery, that you do need to recharge. And all the great spiritual teachers of all time go off by themselves to do just that. They go off to recharge. It's an important part of life.
Well, kind of separate to connect.
It's not really separate. Separate to connect. That's an interesting thought. So, because I'm so used to teaching against separation.
Against separation, but...
But it's not, it's like the difference between isolation and solitude.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Polar opposites.
Yeah, polar opposites. But people, you wouldn't know which somebody was in
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
if they're off in the garden by themselves, like you, off in your garden.
Mm-hmm.
You might be isolating or you might be in solitude. You might be connecting in a big way.
And it's important for us to learn for ourselves the difference.
Yeah. Well, that inner battery, Lee, I'm going to make it real simple. I call the true self. I talk about the true self a lot when we do our workshops or in teaching or even just on the radio show. I talk about your true self. If you know the battery, you know your true self. Mm-hmm. If you can feel when your battery's low in one of those areas, you know your true self. And when true self is working on a full charge, we operate at maximum potential. You know, we're able to connect with others with empathy and trustworthiness. We're trustworthy to our neighbors. We're able to connect with source with open abandon. And we respond to our own personal needs with kindness, you know, and concern. It's funny, when our true self is fully charged, we're one with the universe, so to speak. We're having a good day.
And it so frequently happens, the word that is coming into my mind now is humility, in the definition we've often used, a clear understanding of what and who we are, with a desire to become what and whom we can be.
Absolutely.
It's a realistic assessment of self.
Yeah. Well, some of the people listening right now might be operating on a dead battery. Yeah, unfortunately. Or maybe they have a low battery light flashing. You know, maybe it's not quite dead, but there's...
They've only got one bar.
The light is flashing. Hey, better plug me in, baby. But, you know, some of you already recharged earlier today. I know I did. I know that's how I start my day. I start my day with a recharge. I've had my sleep, and then I recharge my battery, so to speak. I do a little bit of reading that helps me get right-minded. And then I do some quiet time where I connect with my higher power. I think that's another tool, relationship with source, whatever you call your source, your higher power, God, whatever name you use. That's an important part, to connect with that and to get quiet before that power on a regular basis.
And just like my phone, if I have more apps running, it's going to use the power more quickly. I'm going to need to recharge more frequently. I right now have some stuff going on in my life, mm-hmm. you know, and I'll even put it out there. You frequently hear of my darling Elizabeth, my daughter. My child is sick, and it's stressful, and it's stressing me.
And she's out of town. She's not here where you can go take care of her.
She's out of town, and not only that, tomorrow is her birthday, and you know, I would love to be there with her. It's not necessary. It's not required. It would be for my comfort, but I'm sure it would comfort her. But the thing is, I need to be aware of maintaining my charge
right.
and my connection.
Right. And that's what's important, that we know ourselves, that we're able to read those battery settings. Sometimes some new information will cross your path so you can plug in more often. That's what some of these tools that we're going to talk about today are. They're ways for you to plug in more often, ways for you to connect. I don't think that the source ever forces relationship. So if you're trying to plug in for your spirit connection, it won't be forced. It will have to be by your choice. There will be times when things are before you where you're like, ah, you know, like you're kind of blown away by something.
I heard a great saying, and forgive the reference, it's a male, but I've heard that it's a gentleman God. He only comes in when he's asked.
There you go. And that's the thing. That source waits for our voluntary reaching for the relationship. And like any other relationship, it starts with a decision to get involved. If somebody comes up to you and say you're a single person and they ask you out, you don't have to say yes. You get to say no. And like any other relationship can start, a relationship can be stopped as well. And that can happen with source too, where I know I should be praying, but I'm not gonna. I just am not feeling it. I'm not up to it. It's not what I'm doing today. This is I'm just throwing it out there. We're not going to talk about it all day. It's one of the things. It's one of the things for you to think about. If you're not connecting, I'm going to give you a few possibilities of what your issues might be. You might have like a sense of vulnerability, like a fear of being hurt. Like maybe some pain in your past you're afraid will repeat if you allow relationship with us, with higher power. You know, so talk to people that you admire that are in relationship with spirit and state your concerns, and then maybe go in front of this higher power, whatever, however you can use my higher power if you're not sure of what you can say. Hey, Beth's higher power, I'm reaching out, but take it slow. Don't go fast with me. I'll run if you go fast. Talk honestly. It's okay to say, you know, and then make the decision to try. Maybe you could get one little meditation book that you read in the morning. Maybe you could do one little journaling exercise that you do in the morning, something short and sweet that you just do each day to start your day. That's one thing, the vulnerability issue. There's the rule book. Toss the rule book. You know, if you do this, then I'll do that. That's not a relationship with Source. That's, I don't know what it is. That's playing a game. And you don't have to play games. So toss the rule book. You can, you know, the higher power knows you. Like an artist knows his own painting, or a chef knows his own creation that he's putting out in front of you. Creators know. They know their stuff. Think about, listen to what's going on in your head. That's the third thing I'd say. Are there inner voices that are giving you bad info? Tell them to be quiet. If you got inner voices, maybe somebody raised you that God is going to punish you and hurt you. Tell them to shut up. Say, hey, when you hear that voice, say, shut up. I choose not to believe that's how God is with me.
And examine whether or not your old beliefs are still current.
Right. And then take time to list the traits that you believe the higher power should have. And rest on those. Move slowly, but move. It's like, have you ever taken a romantic relationship slowly? And these days, in this day and age, a lot of people don't do it. But the reality is, if you can take it slowly, you'll build a relationship based on a lot more than just immediate gratification.
I had a girlfriend once that kept giving me little turtle statuettes, and I didn't get it until she explained to me, come on, let's move along here.
Oh, that's too funny. But that's kind of what we're talking about. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. We're talking today about the tools that help your life build a beautiful life, just like you're a carpenter building your life. We're going to talk about some wonderful tools. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. Don't forget to check in at www.bethwee.com for more insights and information on how to connect in this big, crazy world. www.bethwee.com gives you dates of upcoming seminars, video teachings for those seeking recovery, tools for finding peace of mind, and Beth's blog, Thoughts to Challenge Your Complacent Thinking. Next time you're online, check out www.bethwee.com. Look for us on Facebook as well. We want you to live your priorities.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio with Lee Kimball. And we're talking today about tools that just help you build a wonderful life. We've been talking about relationship with your true self, knowing that inner battery. Are you low on physical? Are you low on emotional? Are you low on spiritual? You know when you're low, when you need to plug in one of those areas. And then we went on to relationship with a higher power, with Source, with God, with whatever you call it. It's important that you try and get that going. Even if you're not a strong believer, even if you were raised with old-fashioned, maybe hurtful ideas, go to that higher power and say, I don't want it to be like this. And I'm just going to take a chance that maybe you are really loving and not out to get me, so to speak. Just speak your truth and try to build a relationship. To build a relationship, you got to spend time. So do something each morning that will get you connected. Even if it's just a quick little prayer, just a little, hey, God, I'm not really sure who you are, but I'm asking you in today. Help me recognize you. That's enough. If you did that every morning, your life will change. Don't you find that true?
I do. And there's a book that I've enjoyed, and there's a term in it that says, lack of power, that was our dilemma.
Right.
Which kind of fits our discussion.
Right. When you're connecting with the source of all power, the one who created everything, it's a good deal. You know, Lee, you talked about getting quiet. I see that as a great tool. And it's hard for many of us. to get quiet. And yet, as I said earlier, all great spiritual leaders always went off and got quiet. You'll always hear about that, that they went off by themselves and got quiet.
But see, there's an important part to that too, Beth, because I've worked with many people that say, I just couldn't do it. There's just too much going on in my head. It is something that, like with so many other things we speak of, practice.
Yeah.
Practice. It's about making a beginning. I'll never forget that in a recent group I was working with, there was one young lady that just, no, can't happen. Not going to happen. Never will happen. I got kids. I got this. I got that. And one week she came in and she said, I did it. And it was a life-changing event for her.
Right.
And she couldn't get enough of it then. And she just...
I remember the first time for me. I was floating in my pool in one of those chairs that you sit
yep,
in.
Yep.
And I was trying to get there. And this was years ago. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh my gosh. I just got quiet. I went there. And I got out. And this time had passed. And I was like, oh my goodness. I did this for a little while. It was very exciting to me.
But practice makes it, it will grow with practice.
That's a great point. It's like a golf swing. The first time you go golfing, well, come on, you're not going to shoot par. You know what I mean? You're going to have to really practice to get good. If you even get close to par, even on
the easiest. I didn't even hit the ball.
Yeah. So that kind of thing. And it's, or anything, tennis, or any, even swimming laps. You can swim 2 at first. You'll be swimming 20 before you know it, but it starts with practice. Walking over the Barber Bridge. You know, I love to do that. You know, at first, you're slow. But you get faster as you do it more often.
Do you have hair? Do you want to be your barber's first haircut?
There you go. That's the thing. So it's practice makes things better, and that's a great point. And quietness, you know, being still comes from the Hebrew word rapha, and that word means to let go, to release, to surrender.
Hmm.
And so when you can let go and release the worries, the concerns, the thoughts, the just the junk that goes on in your head.
No matter what's going on.
No matter what. And just, you know, just let it go and say, okay, I choose quiet now. And then just say, it's okay, I choose quiet now. And eventually you'll get quieter and quieter, and your mind will begin to obey and will start to understand that that's what you're seeking, that you're seeking stillness and quiet.
And it's not avoidance. It's not like you're avoiding whatever's going on or avoiding life. It's investing in being able to deal with it and handle it and live it at your best.
You know, from here, I'm going to talk a little bit about meditation, because I think that getting quiet is a part of meditation. And for some people, breathing exercises really help. The breathing in deeply and breathing out slowly. And for some, like when I'm doing it at a workshop, I'll have them breathe in and I'll say a word, breathe in peace. Breathe out chaos. That would be one thing. You know, breathe in love, breathe out fear. Whatever it is that you're working on in your life, just breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe in rest. Breathe out frenzy. If that's what you're working on, if you've been really crazy busy, and just do 3 or 4 big breaths, and that will start you to get quiet, and it will help you. And that in itself is a form of meditation. Hard to believe, but true. And, you know, you can practice this alone, but you can do it with other people, too. If you have other people that you sit to meditate with, sometimes the power of the group will help. Those of you that go to church on Sunday might experience that. Those of you that go to a meditation group might experience that, where the collective energy of everybody doing it at one time brings power, and it's an idea. The other thing I would say is a guided meditation. Have you tried those, Lee? Do you like those?
I do. And you know, not only they're available on the internet, you can find them. If you Google them, we have one, you know, and once again, I will say it. If you'd be interested, contact us for a limited time only.
You'll send them one for free?
Contact us. I'll send you our Not Alone guided meditation.
Okay. Okay,
they can. Because we want people to connect. Do you want them to contact you online?
What if they can't go online? Can they write for it?
Can they write for it? Well, isn't
can they
that
write a, you a note and say? Because some of the people listening don't go online, So maybe if they could write it down, so get a pen while he's thinking about it, because he's going to give you an address to send it to, I think. Are you?
I think I may.
Okay. Well, give him an address. And if you'd like a guided meditation, it's just something you pop into any CD player. You can do it in your car. Just don't be driving. Sit in the driveway and listen to it. If that's the only CD player you have, that's fine. And it takes about 17 minutes. But it guides you. It just tells you what to think about as you're doing it. And it's a wonderful little thing. Where should they write to, Lee?
They can write to Beth W.E. at 510 Browning, B-R-O-W-N-I-N-G, Terrace in Sebastian, Florida. The zip is 32958. And that is our offices.
There you go. So...
the corporate office.
Beth Wee, 510 Browning Terrace, Sebastian, Florida, 32958. There you have it. So if you don't have an internet connection, the 510 Browning Terrace, Sebastian, 32958 address will help you get a guided meditation. I think that's a great thing that people can do, because, you know, sometimes when you're listening to someone else's voice, it's calming to you, and you can kind of consider the words and just open your mind to it a little bit easier.
And of course, you can always contact us if you do have the internet, www.bethwe.com, and either click on the contact us to Beth at bethwe.com or Lee at bethwe.com.
I think that's great. I think that'd be wonderful, because, you know, it is important to get quiet, to be still, to listen. Now, what about when you talk? What about prayer? I said to them earlier, say what you mean. The higher power can take it. Have you ever gotten angry with your higher power and voiced it?
This is something you and I have spoken about many times, because the first time you had mentioned it, I found it fascinating. Not to my recollection. Mm-hmm. Not to my recollection, but I have spoken with and worked with many people that have been furious.
Yeah, there's times when I really saw something going a certain way, and then it didn't. And I was baffled. I was like, are you kidding me, God? Are you kidding me?
Did you not hear me clearly?
And here I am, like, driving down the street, and I'm feeling angry. And I tell, I'm angry. I'm upset. And I don't understand why this is going this way. But you know what? If I were in a relationship with anyone, I would want to be able to tell them that. I would want to be able to tell them, I'm upset about this. They might come back and help me understand it. And that's what I find my higher power does. I find answers. People come to me in the next week and they talk about things, and I start to see, oh, wow, this could happen. Or the thing plays out and it's a benefit to a lot of people. The thing that I thought would be a tragedy for everybody turns out to be a benefit for many. And but me being angry and being honest about it is just part of having a real relationship. And so if you're angry, go there. Don't be afraid. The higher power can take it. The higher power is crazy about you.
But you referenced that you don't understand. Now, I did have a couple several years ago where I was dealing with an illness, and my higher power has reaped unbelievable changes in my life over the years that I recognize because I've looked, my eyes have opened.
Right.
But at that time, I was asking, then I was begging, and I came to, you know, you've done so much. Where are you? Why aren't you taking care of this? And I wasn't asking for a miracle. I was asking just for some help. And but it was in my higher power's time, and the help came.
And it did come. Well, you know, that's the thing. A relationship is honest sharing, and that's what prayer should be, honest sharing. And we're going to take a short break here because they want to play some news stories to keep you updated.
You know, to make you that much more grateful for us when you
radio.
Come back.
That's right. And when we come back, we're going to do the 5 on 5, which is 5 things of gratitude. And today I have a really interesting topic that my friend Donald suggested.
Very cool.
Okay, so we'll be back. Stay tuned.